So it was year 1989. I don't know how many of you are alive in 1989.
1989年嘅時候, 我唔知道你哋在座有幾多位出咗世。
I was in my early 20s.
我當時係大約係20零歲。
Just became a Christian.
啱啱信主嘅時候。
Still trying to figure out what I'm supposed to do with my life and what I'm supposed to do for the church.
仍然喺度諗緊我可以為教會做啲乜嘢, 咁我生命入邊會有啲咩發生。
It was at this time there was a lot of talk about tennis all of a sudden.
在那個時候呢,忽然間好多人講起關於網球這個運動。I was
in LA at the time, and just about every tennis courts were filled every week, every day, every weekend.
當時呢,差不多每一場網球比賽呢,都是坐滿觀眾的,個個禮拜都是這樣。Especially
the Asian communities.
尤其是亞洲人的社區。
And the reason?
為什麼呢?
Was this one young man who was 17 years old at the time.
是一位17歲的年輕人。
Taiwanese American.
他是美國籍的台灣人。
Son of Chinese diplomat.
他的爸爸是美國的外交官。
And somebody asked me that he was playing the game's fourth round of French Open.
比賽第四場的時候,公開比賽的時候
So, he was playing this guy, Ivan Lendl
他跟這位網球選手Ivan Lendl對話
who was number one ranking tennis player at the time
當時Lendl是網球界的第一名選手
And Michael Chang was 15th in the world
張德培當時是世界排名第15位
Anyway, I was tuned in because I was excited that a Chinese young man who's about my height is playing this wonderful game of tennis and he's beating everybody.
我當時睇得好投入,因為張德培這位選手,他是中國人,而且跟我差不多身材,差不多高,我很投入地看他的比賽。
As was expected, the first two sets were easily won by Ivan Lendl.
開頭的時候,Lendl就很輕易地贏了頭兩場比賽
But Michael Chang dramatically came back in the third set
在第三場的時候,張德培就很戲劇化地贏回他
And then it was into the fourth set when he started to experience a severe cramp in his leg
到第四場的時候,他忽然間感到他的腳很嚴重地抽筋
But he went on to win that set as well, so it was fifth and final set, and Michael Chang was winning 2-1 in the sets.
到第四場的時候,他是打成平手,到第五場的時候,他應該是贏回的。All
of a sudden, he started walking toward the referee.
他就走去跟球證那裡。
And in the middle of his walk, he stops.
走下他停了。
And then he comes back and starts to play again.
咁又再繼續打。
He later said that he was ready to give up at the time.
後來佢講返上嚟呢,佢話當時佢係打算係放棄㗎喇。
But he felt unbelievable conviction in his heart that he needed to continue and fight.
但係佢當時心裡面呢,係有一種難以置信嘅堅定,係唔可以放棄。
See, it was a day when things started to develop in Tiananmen Square.
當時是天安門事件的第二日
And there was another scene that was really, really impressive. He was serving for the final point, but he was exhausted, and his leg was cramping. Go ahead, sorry.
其實當時他很辛苦,已經很累,腳也抽筋。
There was a scene where camera captures him, looking over his shoulder, to look at his mom, Betty, who was on the audience on that day.
其中就電視鏡頭看到,張德培當時轉回頭,坐在觀眾席上,他媽媽叫Betty。
When he looked at Betty, his mom pointed toward the sky, as if to say, God is watching you, he's with you.
他看到他媽媽當時指著天,好像在說上帝是在看你的。
On that day, he beat number one ranking player in the world.
在那一天他打败了当时世界排名第一的选手。
And he went on to win the French championship at the youngest age in history, at 17.
跟着他在法国大赛里面他成为历史上第一位最年轻的得奖的球员。
But in that game, when I saw his mother pointing up toward the sky,
当时我看到他妈妈用手指住个天的时候，
I was so overwhelmed with emotion. I never felt so proud to be a Christian.
我是大大地受到感动，我觉得能够成为基督徒是一个很大的骄傲。
This is what Michael had to say afterwards.
张德培呢，他事后他这样说。
We're not going to be translating this because I forgot to give this to her. But let me just read it in English for you. And this is exactly what he said. He said, a lot of people forget that Tiananmen Square was going on. The crackdown that happened was in the middle Sunday at the French Open.So if I was not practicing or playing a match, I was glued to the television, watching the events unfold. I often tell people I think it was God's purpose for me to be able to win the French Open the way it was won, because I was able to put a smile on Chinese people's faces around the world at a time when there wasn't much to smile about. I think Michael's story captures what the author was trying to say to his audience in the passage that we just read.
我想张德培的故事呢，刚刚是捕捉了这一卷书作者想带出的信息。
He said to finish the race.
他说要完成赛事。
I decided to choose our theme verse this morning to speak to you for this service because I think it captures the exact words I believe God wants to say to us celebrating20th anniversary this month.
我今日选呢一个题目去讲到咧，因为我相信呢一个月咧系我哋教会庆祝二十周年。我好相信咧，神亦都系要对我哋讲同样嘅说话。
Let me give you a little bit of background about this book of Hebrews.
咁我为大家介绍呢一卷书嘅背景。
First of all, we don't know who wrote it.
首先，我哋唔知系边个写嘅。
And we know it probably happened before 70 AD, because in the book there's still a worship and sacrifice going on in Jerusalem temple. And year 70 was a day that Jerusalem temple was destroyed.
我相信咧系应该系主后七十年嘅时候写嘅，因为当时咧喺耶路撒冷一个好出名嘅庙宇咧系被摧毁。当时很多事发生。
By this time, there was a number of Jewish Christians who were experiencing hardship because of their faith.
在当时有很多犹太人的基督徒呢，因为他们的信仰而受到很大的逼迫。
During their trial, the new believers endured imprisonment, confiscation of personal property, and public ridicule.
在那段时候呢，很多初信者呢是被捕入狱，他们的财产被充公，也都是当众受到凌辱。
Initially, they were not fazed and carried on looking after each other.
开头的时候呢，他们都不怕的，他们就互相照顾。
But as the time wore on, and the persecution remained persistent, and the second coming of the Lord, which they were really waiting for, was nowhere to be seen. They became discouraged. They started to waver and abandon hope.
但是当这些事情一直发生的时候，这些逼迫一直继续，那他们一直是很焦急地盼望主再来，但是呢又一直看不到，那他们的信心就开始动摇了，甚至呢打算放弃希望。
They threatened to renounce Jesus Christ and revert back to the security of Jewish religion that they enjoyed the protection of the Roman law.
他们甚至预备断绝与主耶稣的关系，并且回转去回他们的犹太教，因为当时犹太教是受到罗马律法的保护。
And this is the reason why the book was written. He wanted to write so that he can tell the readers to be patient in enduring amidst the persecution and sufferings, because any heirs of salvation is going to be exposed to these things.
咁作者咧，佢寫呢本書嘅目的咧，佢係想提醒當時嘅讀者咧，係以無比嘅忍耐面對呢一切嘅逼迫同埋折磨，咁先帶出呢個永恆嘅救恩呢個事實。
And as the writer is writing to encourage his audience, he visualizes an athlete who runs a race in famous Olympic Games.
當呢個作者寫呢一卷書去鼓勵佢嘅讀者嘅時候。他腦海中出現一個畫面。
He describes the scenery of a Colosseum where spectators surround the athletes, cheering them on.
他看到一個運動員是參加這個奧林匹克的賽跑，在一個運動場裡面，有很多觀眾是為這位運動員打氣。
And the athletes are getting ready to run the race. First, he needs to take off his wardrobe in order to make himself free of any burden or hindrance.
咁呢位選手咧，佢係準備賽跑嘅之前咧，佢就要除低佢身上嘅衫啦，就盡量減輕佢身上嘅負擔。
Then he starts to run, focusing only on one person who is able to help him finish the race.
咁跟住咧，佢就開始跑咧，佢就只係集中係睇住一個人，而嗰個人咧係幫助佢完成呢個賽事。
And that is what we read, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
咁喺希伯來書第一章同第二章咧，第十一章我哋就睇到呢個故事。
So any athlete would have a goal. What is the Hebrew writer saying for us as Christians as we run the race? What is our goal?
咁呢個作者講呢個運動選手咧，佢嗰個目標係乜嘢咧？而我哋作為基督徒，我哋個目標又係乜嘢咧
？Well, as you have already heard.The people who were audience of this book was wavering, and they were ready to renounce their faith in Jesus Christ.
嗱，你睇到呢個故事講入邊咧，當時嘅基督徒咧，佢哋嘅信念開始動搖，佢哋甚至係打算斷絕同耶穌嘅關係。
So Hebrew writer goes on to say that the goal is very clear. Christian goal of Christian life is for us to experience eternal salvation.
呢個作者咧，佢話其實。那個目標是很清楚的，我們就是在困苦之中去經歷神而得到這個救恩。
Before chapter 12, chapter 11 describes to us all these witnesses.
在十一章的時候，這個作者寫了很多這些事件的見證人。
And chapter 12 connects chapter 11 by saying all this crowd of witnesses.
而在十二章咧，係跟住係講翻呢一班見證人所。
What was the point？
咁目的係乜嘢咧
？The point was that they, the witnesses, the all the great characters of the Old Testament, they receive the promise of eternal life because of their witnesses, perseverance of faith。
個目的咧就係喺舊約入邊呢一班偉大嘅人物咧，佢哋係以信心。同埋堅定去迎接神所賜嘅美好嘅應許。
And in key verse 11:39-40, it says this: And these were all commended for their faith, yet they did not receive what was promised. And this promise, obviously, is eternal life through death of Jesus Christ.
喺第十一章39-40这个经文里面主要呢就是说他们预备领受神实现他所应许的但是他们没办法见证主耶稣基督那个完全的启示主耶稣基督他牺牲自己而成全救恩这个事实
and so he goes on to say in verse 40 for God had provided something better for us better than this great people of the Old Testament
在第四十节的时候讲到呢说其实神为我们预备是比在舊約裡面所提到更好的東西在面前。
So that they would be made perfect together with us. It's only the perfect sacrifice of Jesus Christ that we have received the salvation in which all this Old Testament, great people of Old Testament, was waiting for.
他們是因為主耶穌的救贖才可以得以完全。
So he goes on to make this point that The salvation we have is an incredible gift beyond our understanding.
跟住作者亦都话， 我们所领受的救恩这一份礼物呢，它的珍贵之处是大大超过我们可以想象，可以明白。
And he's pointing to his audience and says, you have this, do not relinquish this for any reason, endure.
他对他的读者说，你拥有这一份这么珍贵的救恩，这份礼物，你不要随便放弃，无论发生什么事，你都不应该放弃。
But here's a problem for us.
那对我们来说呢，有一个问题。
I think that prevailing attitude today regarding salvation can be something like this.
但是今天关于救恩一个普遍的态度呢，就是这样。
I thought once you have it, you can't lose it, so why worry about it?
咁既然你已經得救啦，咁你就已經係接受咗噶啦，咁仲點會失去呢？使乜擔心呢？
But when we look at the text, clearly, author was worried about his audience relinquishing, denying their salvation.
但係睇翻經文咧，你會知道作者當時係非常擔心當時嘅信眾咧係放棄佢哋嘅信念。
In Hebrews chapter 6, verse 4 to 6, this is a controversial passage.That the theologians are still debating about.
在希伯来书第六章入边讲到，当时佢哋系对呢一个事系有好大嘅争拗。
But this is what it says: For in the case of those who have once been enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and have made been partakers of the Holy Spirit, these are sincere Christians. I think he's referring to, and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age to come.And then have fallen away. It is impossible to renew them again to repentance, since they again crucified to themselves the Son of God and put him to open shame. Oh, Hebrews 6, verse 4-6, if you don't have it,
no,
that's okay. I think we could just skip past. Yeah. So the idea is, at least in the mind of a Hebrew author, that the people that he's writing to who has experienced Christ,who has this wonderful gift of Holy Spirit in them, were still willing and able to relinquish their faith.
作者佢当时佢讲咧，佢其实佢呢班读者全部都系好敬虔嘅信徒嚟噶，但系佢哋既然系咁敬虔嘅信徒，都会谂到系放弃离开主耶稣嘅。
In my ministry's experience, I have seen many people walk away from their faith.
在我传道的经历里面，我见到很多曾经信主的人，他们放弃他们的信心。
I am sure you probably have too.
我想你都可能见过。
And that is the point. It's not a theological argument. It is about the reality that people indeed can walk away from their faith.
咁咧，事實呢、这個唔係淨係神學上嘅爭拗，而係喺即係現實世界入邊啦，好多人係會好容易放棄佢哋嘅信心。
And that's why we need to persevere. That's why we need to endure.
因此，我哋更加要學習忍耐同埋以堅定去面對。
So how do we do it? How do we reach our goal, which is eternal salvation?
咁我哋點樣去達到呢、这個永生呢個救恩嘅目的咧？
If you're asked this question to Olympic athlete, I am certain that they will be give you following answers.
如果你问呢个当时嗰个运动选手问一个问题，咁我谂佢会咁样答你。
First, they'll tell you that you got to be disciplined in training and your lifestyle.
首先，你必须有规律咁样受训同埋生活。
Training in order to shed the extra weight.
你接受訓練，咁你就可以減磅啦。
And being disciplined to avoid activities that and things that will distract you.
咁你要嚴守戒律，去避開一啲令到你分心嘅事或者活動。
They'll tell you the key is self-control, which is the fruit of the Holy Spirit, by the way.
咁最主要嘅咧就係學識自制，呢個亦都係聖靈結嘅果子。
Paul identifies this when he says.
保罗咧，佢亦都系认同嘅。佢咁样讲
：，We need to train ourselves to be godly。
我哋要训练我哋自己成为圣洁。
Paul teaches Timothy to be responsible for training to be godly。
保罗佢教导提摩太点样将佢自己训练成为圣洁。
He cannot be idle and wait for Lord to do everything。
不可以坐在那裡等主做完所有的事。
But Paul teaches Timothy, he must pursue it and he must desire it.
保罗教导提摩太，你一定要是追寻，亦都有这个渴望。
It is true that any progress we make in godliness is necessarily comes from the grace of Christ.
当然在我们追求圣洁这个过程，任何的进步呢都是要得到神的默示。
This is another passage that he says in regards to this. He says, Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receive the prize? Run in such a way that you may win. Everyone who competes in the games exercise self-control in all things. They can do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. Therefore, I run in such a way as not without aim. I box in such a way as not beating the air, but I discipline my body and make it my slave so that after I preach the others, I myself will not be disqualified. No, we don't have a choice. So in other words, I want to say, in our purpose, we need to be purposeful about godliness. God does his part and we must do our part.
我想讲的是呢，我们行的每一步路呢都是要是圣洁的，我们的目标要是圣洁的，神做他做的事，我们要做回我们自己要做的事。
During my time here, I have spent a great deal of time with people who felt that God was reaching out to them.
我在这里的时候，我见到很多人呢是感受到神的呼召。
And when this time came, their heart was unusually open.
当神呼召的时候，他们的心灵是
张开。 They needed to make a choice.
他们需要作出一个选择。
Each and every time, everything depended on that person's response.
每一次其实是在乎这个人怎么回应神。
Why godliness? Why pursue this?
为什么要追寻圣洁呢？
Because it helps us to grow in our relationship with Jesus Christ.
因为是帮助我们与神的关系的成长。
When we grow in relationship with someone, our trust for each other is built and strengthened.
当我们与人建立一个巩固的关系的时候，我们彼此间的信任就会增加。
So he says, But flee from these things, you men of God, and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, perseverance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith.Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called, and you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. The last part I want to talk to you about is, as we run, what should we do? And the author teaches us clearly, this is what we must do. We must focus on the goal. We must focus on Jesus Christ.Why, if our goal is eternal life, we must focus on Jesus. The reason why that is because Jesus says, I am the door. I am the door to this gift that I'm giving to you.
当我们去比赛跑的时候，我们其实是专注仰望的目标，其实就是专注仰望主耶稣。
When I was a young person, I don't remember exactly how old I was.
在我年轻的时候，我不记得当时多少岁。
One day when I woke up, I couldn't feel anything in my legs.
有一朝我睡醒，我感觉不到我的脚有任何的感觉。
And I couldn't sit, I couldn't walk, I couldn't do anything.
我又不可以坐，又不可以站，又不可以行，什么都做不到。
My mother was shocked, she called a doctor. And when the doctor came and examined me, he said I was suffering from...infantile paralysis that comes from polio.
咁我媽媽咧就好擔心啦，就即刻叫醫生嚟睇我。咁醫生經過診斷之後咧，就話我患上小兒麻痹症。
He told my mother that he needs to think about what medicine to prescribe for me, but he said that I may not be able to walk again.
咁個醫生同我媽媽講話，佢要諗下開啲咩藥可以幫我，但係咧我有可能呢一世都行唔到。
Now I was too young to process all this.
当时我太小，我其实不太明白。
I wasn't thinking about the future or whatever.
我也没想过将来会怎样。
But when I looked outside the window, on the distance, there were young kids like me playing soccer.
當我望出窗外入邊，窗出邊咧，我見到有好多小朋友同我差唔多年紀嘅，佢哋喺度踢緊波。
Just yesterday, I played with them.
咁啊，之前一日我先同佢哋一齊踢波。
And I enjoyed it very much, and I wanted to play it again.
咁啊，我又玩得好開心，我又好想再同佢哋一齊玩。
And I really start to think and imagine myself being in that field again and playing soccer with them.
咁我開始有諗。如果我可以同佢哋一齊再踢波咧，咁就好啦。
So what I did, it was cold winter night. It was very wet, because it just rained the day before.
咁當時咧係天冷啦，亦都係好凍。之前嗰晚落雨，咁出邊係好濕嘅。
I sneaked out of my house crawling.
咁我就偷偷地咧爬出去屋出邊。
And I crawled all the way to the soccer field.
我一路爬到去個足球場嗰度。
I don't remember exactly how old I was now. I wouldn't do that now, but I did then.
今日我就係唔會咁做啦，但係當時我唔記得我幾多歲啦。
When I got there, I asked some kids to sit me down.
咁我去到嗰度咧，我就叫其他小朋友咧就幫我坐喺度。
And I watched the game, and I got more excited.
咁我睇到佢哋喺度比賽咧，我就哇更加興奮。
So I asked the kids to come and help me to stand up.
咁我就叫啲小朋友，你幫我企起身啦。
And I remember falling time and time and time again。
咁我就記得咧，當時一路係咁跌翻落嚟。
But somehow, some way, I started walking。
但係唔知點解咧，我就慢慢開始行到。
The field was already empty by this time. It was really dark at night. But I was walking, and then I started to run, and I started running. I don't know exactly how many hours it took。
咁咧。當時個球場好黑嘅，冇曬人噶啦。咁我開始行，跟住我就開始跑。我唔記得跑咗幾耐。
Now some of you may not believe me。
我諗有啲你哋唔會係真係信我。
But it really happened. You can ask my mom。
但係真係係咁發生，你可以問我媽。
But I believe that I was able to do this because in my mind it was filled with an image of me doing something that I really enjoy doing.
但係咧，我知道當時發生點解會發生咧，係因為喺我腦海入邊咧，我係諗緊我做呢一樣嘢嘅時候，我係幾咁開心。
And I think this is what the author was trying to tell us.
我諗
we need to fill our mind with Jesus Christ and what lays ahead for us.
我諗咧，呢個亦都係作者要帶俾我哋嘅信息，就係我哋要諗主耶穌帶俾我哋嘅。禮物嘅恩賜係有幾大嘅喜樂。
No matter what obstacles that we may experience in our journey, in our running, we need to constantly fill our mind with Jesus Christ, who is able to help us.
無論我哋喺個路途上遭受幾大嘅困難、幾辛苦都好，我哋要係專注仰望主耶穌俾我哋嘅盼望。
Any suffering, any negative experience that you may actually encounter in your life.Jesus had already suffered.
在你路途上，你所忍受任何痛苦、任何嘅苦楚，其實主耶穌都已經係受過。
He suffered injustice.
佢受到不公義嘅對待。
He suffered betrayal by people that he loved.
俾佢愛嘅人出賣。
He experienced mockery and humiliation.
佢俾人奚落，俾人嘲笑欺凌。
And he experienced loneliness.
亦都感受到孤独
，physical and emotional pain，
身体上同埋精神上嘅痛楚
，even the spiritual separation from his father，
甚至系属灵上佢觉得被嘅父亲遗弃
，for all of us，
系为咗我哋去遭受呢个遗弃。
There's nothing that you're going through that he does not know， and he's not willing to help。
你所遭受的每一样东西他都亲身感受过他也很愿意帮助你。
And there's one additional support that we will find.
还有一样我们可以找到的。
If we ever run into a period where we become tired, weary,
假如我们觉得很累很辛苦。
And we feel like we can't go on because it is humanly impossible.
我哋覺得我根本唔可以再行落去，因為係冇可能嘅。
We can look back at the crowd of witnesses.
我哋可以睇翻呢一班見證人。
Hebrews chapter 11
喺希伯來書第十一章。
who had gone through their trials and overcame despite some incomprehensible adversities.
他们也都, 同样遭受过这些苦难。
Their Bible says that they're watching us and cheering us on, and they teach us that just like they did, we too can overcome whatever form of obstacles we may experience in life.
圣经告诉我们，他一直是看着我们，帮我们打气，鼓励我们向前，他也都教我们怎样去去。
I'm looking forward to, as I said, 20 more years of this church growing.
我刚才讲过，今年是我们教会的20周年的庆祝，那我也都是盼望着。
Bringing more people to know Christ.
我盼望着将来呢，我们教会也都能够带领更多的人去认识主耶稣。
And no matter what obstacles that we may face in our lives,
无论我们生命里面遇到什么的困难，
We will persevere together. We will endure together.
我们 一起以坚定忍耐的信心，
Until we see each other in heaven.
直至到我们在天家再见，
We're going to walk this journey together.
我们一起是行在这条路上面。
And I think that's what Hebrew writer is saying to us.
也都是希伯来书这个作者想跟我们说的。
Keep running the race.
一路继续去
Keep running the race. Let's pray together. Father, I want to thank you so much this morning for giving us such an encouragement through the author of Hebrew, who encourages his readers who are about to renounce their faith in Jesus, to persevere. Because the obstacles and troubles in life is something that happens to everyone who has a genuine faith, who was meant to inherit eternal life. And Lord, I just pray that as we lift ourselves up this morning to you, no matter where we are in our journey of this race, may we continue to focus our eyes on you, Lord Jesus. And may we continue to be encouraged that we can, as well as those who have done it in the Old Testament, we can go on to overcome our obstacles and ultimately reach our destinies together. May you continue to bless this church. Continue to bless everyone in this church. May there be no one who walks away, but may everyone come together in celebration. Each week, all the way into the eternity. I pray for your blessings as we celebrate this month. We have many things scheduled, Lord. I pray that you will bless each one of them. Help us to remind ourselves of how great you are carrying us thus far. But help us also to be filled with expectation, knowing that you will carry us to get to the place where we all are destined to go. I pray everywhere in between, we will continue to focus our eyes on you. We thank you for this message this morning. We praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.